All is quiet and New Year's Day.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We weren't kidding when we said we'd check in on your creative New Year's resolutions during 2013. More than 100 of you wrote us about projects that you've been meaning to get to for years. Ambitious projects, unfinished films you want to complete, live music you want to perform. I'm calling up two more of you this week to start officially monitoring your progress. Up first, Charlie Kapp in Seattle.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson at Studio 360.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. So you called us and told us about your New Year's resolution. Tell me now what you're determined to do this year.
I'm going to be making an illustrated version of Samuel Taylor Coleridge's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. It'll be a comic book adaptation of the work in seven parts. I'm going to be aiming for about one stanza per page. So I've kind of projected it'll be at least 144 illustrated pages.
It sounds like a really good idea. What made you choose Coleridge's rhyme to turn into a, shouldn't we call it a graphic poem or something? Anyway, a comic book.
I think it just kind of struck me as a little bit of an inspiration to do that. It's kind of a Twilight Zone sort of story. It's got a sea voyage and some supernatural imagery, and there's kind of a proto-environmental moral to it.
Totally. No, I was thinking the same thing. That makes it very current, killing the bird, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of allegorical, but it has a lot of rich sort of visual potential to it, too.
And is drawing illustrations and or telling stories connected to what you do for a living?
A little bit. At the moment, I am job hunting. My wife and I just moved to Seattle from Montana a couple months ago, so I'm seeking a job. But otherwise, I'm filling my time with photographing and illustration projects. My most current project, I've been doing it for about a year, has been to make a weekly webcomic that's mostly autobiographical, I suppose, but it's been a good exercise in sort of telling a story in panels.
And is a project of this scale and scope something you've done before, or is this your first shot at such a thing?
This is my first shot at such a thing. This is the sort of first defined project that has an anticipated sort of outcome, I suppose.
So if 2013 is your deadline, the end of the year, you've got to get, like, what, a couple of stanzas a week?
Yeah, I'll have to get cracking. I started on it, but yeah, it's going to have to be probably an average of 3 pages a week.
And you don't want to end up having nothing but giant panels at the end in order to finish in time.
Yeah, exactly, to make time where I just cram it all in there. And maybe it goes into some sort of a stick figure fantasy or something like that.
Well, I wish you luck, and we'll circle back and talk to you in a little while.
Okay. I look forward to it.
And now let's check in with Ariel Lotman, who lives in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hello, Ariel.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
What do you do the rest of the time when you're not making creative New Year's resolutions or talking to radio shows?
Well, mostly I am a full-time mom.
Are you the mom of your first child?
Yes, he just turned one.
Congratulations. Well, 1 year, the hard part's behind you now.
Yeah.
And what is your resolution for 2013?
My resolution has been to finally start using my power tools and do some woodworking for my home.
And you already have the power tools?
We got one as a wedding present. I registered for some power tools for us, and somebody called, and they were like, do you really want these power tools? And I said, yes. And they said, all right, well, you come over, and we'll show you some of our power tools, and you choose which one you want, and we'll get it for you. So we have a circular saw.
Wow. So this dream has been simmering for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah. I've always sort of gone the easy route and gotten the, the $30 bookshelves from Target.
Yep.
And once we had our son, I started thinking about all of the chemicals and everything that goes into the pre-made furniture. And I was thinking, I really don't want that in my kid's room.
Right. Do you have a little knowledge of this, or are you starting from zero? And if so, how are you going to learn how to do it?
Well, I took a woodshop class a long time ago in middle school.
oh, good.
But mostly I'm using sort of DIY projects that I found online. You know, I have a couple of people that I can talk to if I run into problems, but I'm hoping to be able to teach myself most of it.
Well, as a member of a family who are constantly cutting tips off fingers, be careful with that circular saw.
Thank you.
Well, we'll be checking back in to see how your woodworking project is going.
Great. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Over the year, we'll check back in with Ariel and Charlie and Michael, the cellist in Phoenix I talked to last week. and you can follow their progress at studio360.org.
You're gonna make it happen. Make it.